this year should be a special schus for Amar Marim Rasi Sheyichu. Schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina. Bracha Vatzlacha Bachama Sayyadav. And the schus Baran Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai. Bracha Vatzlacha Bachama Sayyadav. The Nishmas Rabbanim Yaakov Shachna. We're going to base this year on the Sefer Dibros Shavua and Simon Hay. The Rambam in the 12th parak of the Cheshvus and Halacha Aleph writes, Alpha Pisha Loka Hanishba Lashav Ola Sheker. Even though one gets malchus if he swears in vain or falsely, maybe carbon, and also if somebody swears a shvuas edus or shvuas hapikadon, he brings a carbon, he falsely swears that he doesn't know edus, he falsely swears about a pikadon that he was given. So all of these people, there's malchus for a nishba l'shava l'sheker, and there's a carbon for somebody who's nishba shvuas edus or shvuas hapikadon falsely. Ein miskaper lehem avon hashvua kula shenamar lo yanake Hashem. But the complete avon of the shvua is not miskaper, is not atoned for. Why? Because it says that God will not cleanse. Ein lezeh nikaya midin shamayim. There is no cleansing from heaven, until it is exacted from, punishment is exacted from him, from the great name of God that he desecrated. He desecrated the name of God, I am God. If you have to be more careful about this than anything else, because you're not cleansed until one is not cleansed, until punishment is exacted from him. You have to be more careful about shvuas than about other averus. The Ravid says, I don't understand the Rambam. Brayamur al shvuas shav akoyotze bo beizn shel mala ein menakim oso aval beizn shel mata malkin oso menakim oso. It says about a shvuas shav. Beizn shel mala is in menak, doesn't cleanse him, but beizn shel mata gives him malkus and cleanses him. Vrechayvi misis beizn misvadin miskaper lehem umalkus tachas misa medis. We know that person's chayv misis beizn, he does vidui and he gets a kapara, and malchus is instead of misis. So memela, there's also kapara if one is receiving malchus. So what does the Rambam mean when he says that there are punishments for false shvuas, but there's no cleansing? There is a cleansing. The malchus, the punishment, is the cleansing. So the Ravid doesn't know what the Rambam is talking about. Kedivrei Ravid, it says in the Shita Mekubetzes in Tmura and of Gimel Amid Beis, and that it says there that Beis Nishal Maila ain Menachem Oso, but Beis Nishal Mata Malkin Oso Menachem Oso, that the Beis Nishal Maila doesn't cleanse him, but the Beis Nishal Mata gives him lashes and cleanses him. So there is cleansing, says the Shita Mekubetzes BeHakash Yesh Lo Kitzba UMiskaper Lo. So they give him a certain hakah that has an amount, and that brings him kapara. So you see that there is kapara. So that's pashat kshakavanasu kedibri arrived at this kapara here. And unlike the Rambam, who says that there's no kapara, even though it's malchus. But bi yoshitas harambam, what does the Kesef Mishnah say? And ke'en zegam harad baz, that shvuas shav, or sheker, have an onesh shvua and an onesh chilul Hashem. From the onesh shvua, based in shel mata menakim oso, aval onesh chilul Hashem ain based in yicholim lenakoso ela hakadosh baruch hu nifra v'zem mevur b'lashono. That's the lashon of the Radbaz, that by shvuas shav or sheker there are two elements. There is the onesh for the shvua, and there is the onesh for the chilul Hashem. From the onesh shvua, the beit din shel mata cleanses him. But from the onesh of the chilul Hashem, based in shel mata does not cleanse him. Rather, it is only Hakadosh Baruch Hu who can cleanse him. V'zeh mevur, and this is clear from the lashon of the Heilige Rambam, that the Rambam, the Gemara, is referring to the cleansing of the avon hashavua. And the Rambam says there's no cleansing, because the Rambam refers not to the Avon HaShvua, but rather to something else. And what, sweet friends, is that something else? That is the Avon of chilul Hashem, of desecrating the holy name of God. And that's what the Ritbaz says, it's mavur b'lashon haRambam. He's relating to what the Rambam writes, that it has no nikayon midin shamayim, ad sheyispara mimenu al Hashem agadol shel chilul, that there's no cleansing midin shamayim until punishment is exacted for what? On the great name of Hashem that he violated, that he desecrated. So it's mavur lehedya b'divrei haRambam, that there's no nikui, now that there's no cleansing, is referring to the oven of Chil Hashem. Mashenkein, the Malkus that's on the oven of Shvuas, Shav, or Sheker, that there is cleansing for. That's what the Gemara says, but the Ram is referring to the oven of Chil Hashem. And these are two different things. The Malkus is for the oven of the Shvuah, and that doesn't help him when it comes to the oven of Chil Hashem. So apparently, the Kasha of the Ravid is answered. However, it would appear that the Kasha of the Ravid still stays in place, because it's true that we see Be'emes in the Rambam, that he's not cleansed is Lenin Chil Hashem. Nevertheless, it would appear that the Rambam doesn't mean that in addition to the Avon of a Shvuah, there is an Avon of Chil Hashem, and Shvuah Shav or Sheker are Ehechi Timtzi Be'alma, are Stam, another means for him to be over on the Isser of Aveira of Chilul Hashem. No. It's Mavur, in other words, that there are two things here. Shvuah Shav or Sheker, which are really a means for the there is again, the Rambam doesn't mean to say that in addition to the sin of Shavua there is also a sin of Chil Hashem, and that Shavua Shav or Sheker are means for the additional sin of Chil Hashem besides the very sin of the Shavua, because we see Lehedje B'Lashon HaRambam De'ein Miskaper Lehem Avon HaShavua Kulo. What does the Rambam here say? The Rambam here relates to the complete sin of the Shavuah. And we see from this that we're not cleansing him, Shema She'ein Menakim also, refers to the Etzem Avon HaShavuah and not to the additional Avon of Chil Hashem that came along with the Avon of the Shavuah. So what the Rambam means is that the Etzem HaChefza Shel Shavuah Sheker or Shav also has a Chilul Hashem, and that is included in the Etzem Aveira of Shvuas Sheker or Shav. And it emerges that the Chumrah that we find by Shvuas, that Eino Miskaper Lo Al Etzem HaShvuah K'meduik B'Rambam, the Chomer of Shvuah is that it's not cleansed. The Shvuah, the Etzem Oven of the Shvuah, isn't cleansed. It's Meduik in the Lashon of the Rambam. V'chein hanishba shuas edus shuas v'kod mevi korban ein miskapelam avon hashavua kuli. Right, the Rambam says at the end, atchis parmenu al Hashem agadol shechila. But the Hashem agadol shechila is part and parcel of the avon shavua. It's not just something additional. It's part and parcel of the avon shavua. So what's the chomer of shavua? That the sin of the shavua is that he was mechal Hashem agadol, but that's the sin of the shavua. So you're right. What makes this sin so chamor? The fact that he was mechal shem shemayim, achis permenu al chil Hashem agadol shel chilel. That's the yisod of the avera, but the avera is an avon shavuah. And that is what the Ravid was masig on the Rambam, that it's true that he's not miskaper al chilul Hashem, but the Chil Hashem is included in the oven of the Shavuah, like we see in the Lashon of the Rambam. And on that, the Ravid comes along and he says, excuse me, but look at the Gemara. The Malkus are mechaper for the oven of the Shavuah, and the oven of the Shavuah includes the oven of the Chil Hashem. Just like the Din of Chayvim Mises Beisim, Misvadin Miskaper, so this is a kapara. V'divrei HaRambam Tzrichim Biur. So it appears as follows, The Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Shavuos, the Dayanim says, "Omer lo habi yodea, Omer lo habi yodea, shekol olam kulo nizdazeya b'shal she'amra Kodesh Baruch Hu b'Sinai lo sisa es shem Hashem elekecha lashav." You should know, it says at the beginning of Perek Shavuos HaDayanim, that's a Shavuah that one takes in the Beis Din. You should know that the whole world shook when Hashem said at Sinai, "Do not take my name in vain." So therefore, be careful not to swear falsely, because the whole world shook when Hashem said this at Sinai. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, according to Ravin, who holds on page 21a that achalti velo achalti, that if somebody swears that he ate when he didn't eat, or he swears that he didn't eat when he ate, the azhara is from lo sishavu bishmi lashaker, don't swear in my name falsely. Vishav, what is it? What's the shavuas shav? Galui lakol, something that everybody knows. Everybody knows a table is a table, and he swears otherwise, or he swears that it's a table. That is, if he swears that it's a table, so that's a galui lakol. That is an oath that's in vain, because it's galui lakol when he swears that a table is a table. So that's what it says, and daf chaf aleph. That is a mistake. The Gemara there says, "Ezu Yishua Shav Nishba Lishanos is Hayadua LaAdam." He is coming to change what is known to man. In other words, he's Nishba LeSheker Shehu B'davar Shehu Nikar LaKol. He's Nishba LIsha Shehu Isha V'Chadayim. So he's swearing about a man is a woman, and the like I said originally. So that is what a Shavuas Shav is. So here by Shavuas HaDayanim, what is Shavuas HaDayanim? That's not changing something that's Galui Lakol. Shavuas HaDayanim is like a Shavuot Lo Achalti. That's just changing the facts of what happened, of an event that transpired, not a Devar Galui Lakol. So why then does it say at the beginning of Perek Shavuos HaDayanim that you should know that the whole world shook when Hashem said at Sinai, "Lo sisa Hashem akecha lashav"? That's not shav, that's sheker. So the Shavuos HaDayanim Shavua doesn't come from that pasuk. So why are we quoting that pasuk? As Rabbi Kiva Eiger Bishlam the Rabbi Yechanan 20b, that achalti velo achalti is shav, and the Ashar is lo sisa Hashem akecha lashav, gevaldik. So that also replies to Shavuos HaDayanim. But according to Ravin, it doesn't make sense, because according to Ravin, Shav is Lashanos is Hayadua. Shav is to change something known. And Shavuos HaDayanim is not something that's known to everybody. So how is he going to explain what it says in the beginning of Perek Shavuos HaDayanim? So b'pshitas it would appear that it says in Daf Chof Aleph that one gets malchus and the lav of being nishba from the pasuk of ki lo yinake, based in shel maila ein menakim oso, aval based in shel mata malkin oso umenakim oso. The based in shel maila doesn't cleanse him, but the based in shel mata does. It gives him malchus and cleanses him. So the Gemara says, okay, so we have Shavuas Shav. Where do I get Shavuas Sheker? We have a pasuk that this applies to Shavuas Shav. Where do I get Shavuas Sheker? Rabbi Yochanan de'amar Shav l'Shav shtei pa'amim. So it says l'Shav twice. Yemenu in l'Shavuas Shav taneu l'inyan Shavuas Sheker. If it doesn't teach you about Shavuas Shav, then use it to teach you about Shavuas Sheker. So it would appear that we can say that this is not stami alfusa to learn that you get malchus for the lav of Shavuas Sheker from the extra word Shav, but rather you learn from this yitur, from this extra shav, that the lo yinake Hashem, that God is not going to cleanse you, is referring to Shavuas Sheker, And therefore, you can learn also in Yeshua Sheker that Hashem ain't omenake, aval beis and shalmata, malkin oso menakim oso. So it's not just pshat that you're getting that he's getting malchus for the Shavua Sheker, but that now it's included in Shavua Shav, and therefore he's going to be cleansed from his Aveiro. So it emerges according to this that the Iker lo yanake Hashem was said even linyan Shavua Sheker, and Memela would appear. That it says in Shavuos Hadayanim that when it says a kol olam kulo nizdaazeya, the whole world shook, my time, and the Gemara concludes, in other words, the chumrah of Shavua for which the entire world shook is because it says lo yinake, that there's going to be no cleansing. Now this lo yinake that was said in this pasuk is referring not only to Shavuos Shav, but it's also referring to Shavuos Sheker, and therefore we mention this pasuk where it says lo yinake that was said also about Shavuos Sheker. So now we understand how could the Gemara say have yedeya shekol olam kulo nizdazeh when Hashem said lo sis Hashem Hashem elokecha lashav. But here we're dealing with a problem with Shavuos Sheker. Now with a problem with Shavuos Shav, and the answer is that this pasuk of lo yinake is also referring to Shavuos Sheker. Lo sisa Hashem Hashem elokecha lashav, ki lo yinake Hashem esa sheyisa shmo lashav. And we establish that this pasuk is also talking about Shavuos Sheker, and that's the reason for the zazua. So that it's very apropos to say this pasuk over to the person who's going to make the Shavuos Hadayanim. And for Enfert the Kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that this pasuk isn't Shaykh. It is, because this pasuk also refers to Shavuos Sheker as a reproof, because we, from the Alfus of the Gemara, is from the extra Shav that one gets Malkus also for Sheker, and that means there's also Lo Yinake on the Sheker, and therefore it's appropriate to say that in Zdazeh Kol Olam Kulo, when he said Lo Yisrael Shmo LaShav, which also refers to Sheker. However, the Kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger was already said, asked by the Radbaz, Behakdamaso lehilchos shvuos, shehukshalo, lama hukba shvuas shav b'seich aseres hadibris. Why was shvuas shav said in the Ten Commandments and not shvuas sheker? He says, da, ki shvuas shav aksuva b'aseres hadibris, kolelas kol mine shvuos, shekol mi shenishba l'sheker motzi shem shemayim levatala d'haynu l'shav. So he says a chiddush, that shvuas shav that it says in the aseres hadibris includes other types of shvuas as well, because anybody who swears falsely is saying God's name in vain, and that's lashav teda, and you should know this is true. The sanya b'shvuas hadayanim omrim lo have yodua shekol olam kulo nizdaazeya. The shvuas hadayanim said the whole world shook. V'im shvuas sheker ein abchal shvuas shav ein kan iyum. And if Shavuos Sheker is not including Shavuos Shav, there's no threat here. The Matzimah Shavuos Shav nizdaazeh. The world was shook for Shavuos Shav. Now this is Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. The world shook for Shavuos Shav, but it didn't shake for Shavuos Sheker. V'hainu d'lo amrinin shenizdaazeh olam b'shal shem alos shav b'shmin lo sheker. The world didn't shake when it says, don't swear falsely in my name. Lefisha Shavuos Sheker have b'chal Shavuos Shav, ve'ein Shavuos Shav b'chal Shavuos Sheker. So we don't say that the world shook when he said lo sishav b'shmi l'sheker, because it didn't. Only when it said shav, because sheker is included in shav. Shav is included in sheker. So if the world only shook when it said lo sishav b'shmi l'shav, the whole world shook when it said, when Hashem said, Lo sisava Hashem Hashem Elokecha lashav. And sheker is included in the shav. And therefore it's appropriate to say sheker as well. Why? Because one is saying, the teretz that the Radbaz gives is that one is saying Shem Shemayim Levatala. And therefore it's lashav, it's for naught. One is swearing and it's not, one is saying God's name for nothing because it's a false oath. So you see that any false oath is included in Shu HaShav. So he asks Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha, how can we quote the Shav Pasuk when we're talking about it's a Shu HaSdan, which relates to Shu HaSheker? And the Chiddush is that any Shu HaSheker is included in Shu HaShav, because anytime one is Nishba LaSheker, he's Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, the Hainu LaShav. Ube'ikur Divrei Radbaz, it would appear that we can explain that l'chor it's pashut, that he doesn't mean shebechol shuas sheker, there's also shuas shav. Because these are two different shuas. What the Radbaz means to say is that in the ikar ashara of lo sisa, there is an iser of motzi shem shemayim levatala, and that's in addition to the unique iser of swearing in vain, of a shuas shav. Ulin in iser miyuchad zeh, Shemotzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. There he holds that Shvuas Sheker is included in Shvuas Shav. This aspect of being Motzi Shem Shemayim within Lo Sisa, there is an Isser of Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. There's the special Isser of Shav, Shvuas Shav, and then there's Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. Shvuas Sheker is included in the Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. Vanishba the Sheker. Over gami shu motzi shem shemayim levatala, shenamar v'chlal ashara shel shuas shav, v'pasuk shalo yisa. And somebody who swears falsely is over on the motzi shem shemayim levatala that was said in the pasuk of shuas shav, and the pasuk in the warning, on the iser of shuas shav, in the pasuk of losisa. So again, saying shem shemayim levatala is included in the. In other words, that pasuk includes two problems. Number one, Shvuas Shav. And number two, saying Shem Shemayim Levatala also Lashav. So, this is the first leg of our journey, and we have a lot more to talk about. So, I ask you to please stay tuned, and we will see Mirtz Hashem Niflos Mitaras Hashem in the next shir. And hopefully the Rambam will come clear. And I thank everybody for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.